Good evening, Shavua Tov.
Good evening.
Hi, Jonathan. Good evening. I believe there's just you on the call, correct?
Hi, Esther.
That has just changed, but good evening.
Good evening.
Since we have please join me in saying in the Ad of the Koach. Ana b'koach gedulat shemin sa tati tzera Aleph bet gimel yutat sadi kabel rinat amcha sagbenu Baharenu no ra Ufreshayim Sintet Nun Nagibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kivava Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalad Yud Kafshin Kvarchem Tacharem Rachame Sidkatha Tami Gamlem Betet Resh Sadi Tav Gimel Chasin Kadosh Birov Tucha Nae Adata Bet Kuf Bet Bet Nunayan
Brandela
Yachid Ge'er Lamcha Pene Zokre Kiddushata Yud Gimel Lamed Hezayin Kuf Yavatimu Kabel Ushma Tziyakatenu Yodea Talumo Shin Kufav Tzadi Yud Tav We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We'll now separate between the right column and left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of wisdom. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum B'chanun, Erech Apayim, V'rav chesed ve'emet, notzeh chesed la'alafim, noseh on wafesha, v'chata'a v'nake. We're now going to connect to the year of the goat, 5777, by studying two verses that connect to this energy. The first verse we study is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. Sod saduni katzipor o yevai chinam. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to permute them into Sats ki ach, which translates as appear like brothers. And when we take the final letters of these words, we're able to transform them into Dir Yam, which is translated as a sea of tenants. The second verse is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. In this verse appears the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion, the letters of which name are separated by seven letters each. In this verse, the name of the year is concealed. Kin ba Adonai, Yohei Wahei, Eloheichem tadibaku, kasher asitem ad hayom hazeh. The year 5776 has the energy of the pause. There are also two verses that we study for this energy. The first is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim ha'ayu limat v'lo yachlu lehavshi et kol ha'olot v'yehaskum Achechem ha'levim ad kelot hamlacha v'ad itkadshu ha'kohanim ki ha'levim yishrei levav lehitkadesh me'ha'kohanim. There are 25 words in this verse. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to permute them into eight names of God. Adonai Yohei Wahei, La La Hei, Wa Wa Wa, Yo La Yo Ala Me, Hey Hey Hey, A Ka A, Re Ka Ha. The second verse that connects to this energy of the pause is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bidchu ba Adonai Yohewahe Ade ad ki bia Yohe Adonai Yohewahe Tzur olamim. The year 5775 has the energy of swallowing death forever. There are three verses that connect to this energy. The first is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishem imeni lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. Next, we study 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru, uru, mikol ha-machavoiya, asher yitchabe sham ushavtem, elai el nachon, v'halakti itchem, v'chayayim yeshno, v'aretz v'chipasti, O Tov B'Kol Alfei Yehuda. And the third verse is also from Job. It is chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo Lanetzah Yoved Roav Yom Ruayo. And the year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. The verse is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom l'ami l'Yisrael untati v'shakam tachtav v'lo yirgash od v'lo yosifu v'nei avla l'anoto Kasher Barishona. We're now going to study a verse from the Zohar, from Parasha Yitro, from Pasuk 29, that has the energy of certainty. But we'll start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bidhilu Urchimu Dhilu Dhilu Urchimu L'yachta L'shem Yudhe Bavavhe V'yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayino Amadonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konenehu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konenehu Rabbi Abba Amar Bekamatar Tane Nandakucha Barichu Koma Diaved Leila Witata Kola Iyu Kishot Yobada Dikshot Veleid Lach Mila Bialma Divae Barnash Ledachya Leia Mineya Ulan Hagabeya Kalana Dehakulu Ovada Dikshot Inun Wikola It's the rich be alma. We'll now scan the 72 names of God. Please scan the first row and the second row. We'll say out loud, "Ezayo ela alamda lawa." La awa he he a yoza la me be he he re yo he ko me. And please scan the balance of the rows. And the 72 names from the Tzaddikim. Please scan the first row. And the second row, we'll say out loud. Eheyo anuda lahewa emea yotza la merehe heyo yo. Hey, may, may. And please scan the balance of the rows. And the Tzaddikim who chose to leave this evening, the 16th of Tammuz, Hur, the son of Caleb and Miriam, is the nephew of Moshe and also a nephew of Aaron. Rabbi Yitzhak Leonini Azulai and Rabbi Aaron Yosef Box, the Rav of Shavel, and Rabbi Abraham Yehoshua Heschel, then Rabbi Yitzhak Meir. In the eighth verse of the Anava Koach, we say in a whisper, today's handout starts with the unique astrological events link, which is underneath the two pictures on the right of the any web page on the Hashem website, or if you're using your mobile device or a tablet, you'll find it at the bottom of the page. When you open up the unique astrological events, you scroll almost to the bottom, maybe an inch up from the bottom, and you'll see where it says 3-week period, right after Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. The first link under 3-week period is the 3-week meditations. That is our handout that we will start with today. There are two, when that opens up, you'll see two links at the top that we will study in another day, probably tomorrow evening in our 7 o'clock class, our Monday evening at 7 o'clock. but we'll see how much we get accomplished this hour. So we're starting to read from this page. The title is The 3 Weeks of Meditations from the Ari. Some people say the Amidah, which is the Jewish prayer, 3 times a day. Other people do 3 meditations just once per day. These meditations that we will explain as we go through them, once per day. Outside of the formal prayer, other people just say prayers. But during this 3-week meditation, it is highly recommended to do these 5 meditations that we will go through one by one. If you normally say the Amidah once a day or 3 times a day, these meditations fit within the Amidah. If you don't normally say the Amidah and you're not going to start today, then just doing these meditations will help you. Feel free to do them 3 times a day, morning, afternoon, and evening. But if you don't have the time or choose not to do them 3 times a day, do them once a day at least. The meditations consist of 5 components, 5 parts. The first 3 meditations veil or conceal the name of God called the Havaya or the Tetragrammaton by using a less strong name of God. The other 2 are more direct kavanot, intentions, that cause us to veil our desire for oneself alone and transform it into a desire to receive in order to share. Essentially, we are veiling the light of this period through these meditations. Now, why would we want to veil light at any time? It's because during this period, the light is extremely intense, and we may not have the vessel to hold that light. And when we don't have the vessel to hold the light, we get burned. A good metaphor for this situation is simply sitting in the sun on the first day after the winter. If you do not apply sunscreen, you're going to burn your skin. You don't have to burn your skin. You don't have to apply sunscreen. You can just limit the amount of time you spend in the sun. But all 3 methods that I've just mentioned in dealing with sitting in the sun on the first day after the winter is a form of veiling the intense light of the sun because we're not used to it. We don't have the vessel for it. Before I start explaining the meditations, does anybody have a question? The first meditation is done in the Amidah at the first blessing, which is referred to as Magen Abraham, the shield of Abraham. When one sees the name of God, Yod Heh Vav Heh, in that blessing, one transforms or veils that name by visualizing each letter as one letter to the right. So it becomes Tet Dalet, Hey Dalet, instead of Yud Hey Vav Hey. outside of the Amidah, one visualizes these four letters, Tet, Dalet, He, Dalet. Now you can scroll down a little further. Where it says explanation of the letter substitutions above. Actually, it's probably simpler if I go through the three meditations and then explain the letter substitutions. So let's look where it says, scroll back up, and let's look where it says second meditation. The second meditation is done in the Aramaic, in the Amidah, at the second blessing, which is Mechaye Hametim, about the resurrection of the dead. Now, different groups of the children of Israel, or the Reform movement, says the Amidah, but they use slightly different words than Mechaye Hametim. And the same thing for other groups. They sometimes have some difficulty with the concept of the resurrection of the dead. So they refer to something that is related to the resurrection of the dead. But it's this second blessing that when we have that Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh name in that blessing, we need to go to one letter to the left. So it becomes Kaf-Vav-Zayin-Vav. This name is used on the Mezuzah scroll. And the third meditation is in the third blessing of the Amidah, which is Ha'el HaKadosh, is talking about holiness. And one sees that tetragrammaton, that Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, we substitute the Atbash letter substitution. And so it becomes Mem Sadi Pei Sadi. And this is referred to as the center column. The Atbash substitution is Mem Sadi Pei Sadi. The Atbash substitution is the Aleph is substituted for the Ta. The first letter of the alphabet is substituted for the last letter of the alphabet. The second letter of the alphabet, the bet, is substituted for the shin. The third letter, the gimel, is substituted for the resh, and so forth. You go for letter by letter, by the number of the letter in the order of the alphabet. You just substitute it for the next letter moving backwards. And so the yud gets substituted for the mem, the he for the tzadi, the vav for the pe, and again the he for the final tzadi. Now, let me explain the letter substitutions. But again, I want to go slowly. Is there anybody who questions or has a question about what I've just said? When we say the letters are going to the right, we're talking about the order of the alphabet. We're visualizing a line of the letters written on a page. like a school child who's learning to write the Aleph-Bet and writes the Aleph on the right side of the white paper, and then the Bet next to the Aleph, and the Gimel next to the Bet, and the Dalet next to the Gimel, and so forth, until it reaches the top. We visualize this line of letters. In mathematics, it was called a number line. But in the Hebrew alphabet, it's referred to as the line of letters. So if we take a letter and say we want to go to the right, well, if we start with the Aleph, there's no letter to the right of the Aleph, but we remember that the letters are a circle. And so the letter to the right of the Aleph is a Taf from the previous writing of the Aleph-Bet order. Go to the Bet, the letter to the right is the Aleph. If it's a Gimel, the letter to the right is the Bet. If we're taking the Yud of the Tetragrammaton, the letter to the right is Tet. The next letter of the Tetragrammaton is the He. The letter to the right is a Dalet. The Vav, the letter to the right is a He. And the final letter is a He, which is also the same as the second letter is a Dalet. And so the name becomes not Yud He Vav He, but Tet Dalet He Dalet. The second blessing, we go to the left. The Yud becomes a Kaf. The He becomes a Vav. The Vav in the Tetragrammaton becomes a Zion. And the final He becomes a Vav. And so the name becomes Kaf Vav, Zion Vav. So we've gone to the right, we've gone to the left. How do we get the center column? And as we explained above, that's the Atbash letter substitution. For the first letter becomes the last letter. The second letter becomes the second to the last letter. Third letter becomes the third to the last letter. And so forth. So the Yud becomes a Mem, the He becomes a Tzadi, the Vav becomes a Pe, and the final He becomes a final Tzadi. So we have Mem Tzadi, Pe Tzadi. So these three names are literally concealing the light that may be too intense for us. Now, the fourth meditation, in the Amidah, there's a word, Retzeh, Resh Tzadiheh. It's a section of the Amidah, it's a blessing of the Amidah. But when we get to that word retzeh, which means desire, it's the same letters as another Hebrew word, tsara, tsadi resh hey. We've just changed the order of the letters. Now, tsara has the meaning of trouble or distress. And if the period, the vessel, cannot handle the strength of the light, we have distress, we have trouble. So when we see Retzeh, we meditate that we are taking the trouble of this 3-week period, the distress of this 3-week period, and we're transforming Sarah back into Retzeh, back into a balanced desire. The phrase that is used from the Ari is to transform trouble into an opportunity. But a balance, the word balanced desire is also a good way to recognize this meditation. There's also a teaching that comes as part of this fourth meditation that deals with gematria. The name of God Elohim, when spelled out, Aleph Lamed Peh, Lamed Mem Dalet, and so forth. When that name Elohim is spelled out, the gematria of all of those letters is 295. And surprisingly, that's the gematria of Retzeh, which is also the gematria of Sarah. Elohim is a name dealing with judgment. And if the vessel isn't strong enough to handle the light, that's an aspect of judgment. Now, the gematria of the letter Shin, which represents passion, but it also represents balance because it's made from three vavs. A vav on the right, a vav on the left, and the vav in the center. And 3 times vav, 3 times 6 is 18, which has the meaning of life. And that's why the letter Shin is being used in this meditation. But when the Shin is spelled out, it is spelled, its gematria is 360. Shin Yud Nun. When one takes Retzeh, desire, which is 295, and adds the name Adonai, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, which is 65, it becomes a shin of 360. And while we don't normally speak of this type of substituting, literally, you can substitute, and in Kabbalah, we have the tool to substitute the gematria of one set of letters for the gematria of another set of letters. Now, when I say set of letters, I'm talking a word. So if I have a name Elohim, and I add to it Adonai, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, I can just express that as the letter Shin when spelled out, because their gematria is the same. So I have created, by making this substitution and in thinking about the word Adonai, I have made a substitution of the spelled out Shin for the double name of Elohim, Adonai. And here is another aspect of the gematria. Because the three names that we created by going to the right for a letter substitution, the left for a letter substitution, and the center, the atbash substitution, is tet dalet hey dalet plus kaf vav zayin vav plus mem sadi pei sadi, and that gematria is 361, which is the letter Shin spelled out plus the Kolel. And it's difficult to understand what the idea of the Kolel is. But the Kolel is like an electrical wire or a telephone cable. If you've ever seen the cable when it's cut, inside of the rubberized outer band, there are 10, 15, 20 different wires. What does the outer band, what does that rubberized outer band of the cable mean? What is it doing? It's unifying all of those different wires so it's easier to handle the wire, it's easier to conceal the wire, it's easier to deal with the wire. That's what the Kolel does in Gematria. It unifies all of the letters. So in the word Shin Yud Nun, which is Shin spelled out, the Kolel unifies the number, and therefore 360, it can become 361. And so now you see that in those four blessings, in those four meditations, we have created two shins. Now it brings us to the fifth meditation. In the fifth meditation, it's done in the Amidah with the words Sim Shalom. And many of you know the song Sim Shalom. I don't want to sing it because I don't have a good voice. But that starts the last part, almost the end of the Amidah. Sim Shalom is talking about peace, shalom. The gematria of these two words is 726. When one takes the two shins that we created, we have 360 twice, which is 720. And when we realize that we have six names that we have used in these meditations, they are Tet Dalet He Dalet, Kaf Vav Zayin Vav, Mem Tzadi Pei Tzadi, Elohim, Adonai Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, and of course the Tetragrammaton, Yud He Vav He. We have used these six names in these meditations. So we can add a kolel for each of these six names. And therefore, the two shins, the first letters of Sim Shalom, plus the six names, becomes 726. And thus we are able to substitute for the phrase Sim Shalom, Shin Shin plus six kolels. Six singular number ones that represent the unity of all of them. And what are we doing with this substitutions to the Shin, Shin plus the six names? We are bringing peace from Shalom and balance from the Retzei. All of this comes together, essentially injecting peace and balance into this period. Now, if this is the first time you've heard this, you may find it difficult to follow everything. And that's okay. Because from this point forward on this meditation page, we have the meditations laid out so that you can see how to do them and what the letters are and how to visualize them. So in meditation one, we take Yod Heh Vav Heh and transform it into Tet Dalet Heh Dalet. And in meditation two, we take Yod Heh Vav Heh and transform it into Kaf Vav Zayin Vav. And in meditation three, we take Yod Heh Vav Heh and transform it to Mem Tzadi Pei Tzadi. And in meditation four, we take Ritse Resh Tzadi Heh, which is desire, which is the same letters in different order to Tzara, which is trouble. And this allows us to change troubles into opportunities, or change troubles into balanced desire. And we remember that the gematria of Ritse is 295, but when we add the name Elohim spelled out, Aleph Lamed Pei, Lamed Mem Dalet, Yud Vav Dalet, He Yud, Mem Mem, which is 295, is 300. We remember that we have Retse plus Adonai is also 300. And thus we have created a shin for the fourth meditation. And the first shin was created with the three letters, the three names of the first three meditations. So we have the two shins of Sim Shalom, which brings peace through balance when we consider Sim Shalom can be substituted for two letter shins plus the six names. And this is how we inject balance and peace into this negative period of the 3 weeks. We do this at least once a day, preferably three times a day. In the morning, if with your morning prayers, if you do prayers, and if you don't, just do the meditation. Most people pray in the morning. Some people do it formally, like with the Amidah, and other people, the majority of people, do not do it formally. They do it in just thinking about God. And by following this meditation, you're thinking about six different attributes of God. You need to realize that when we made those substitutions, to Tet Dalet Heh Dalet and Kaf Vav Zayin Vav and Mem Tzadi Pei Tzadi, those are not just words. They are names of God. So we have connected to God with six different names, six different attributes of His of God. And this is what allows us to draw the energy of balance and shalom, peace, into this period and bring the light down to a level that we can handle. And this is how people who know this, the students of Kabbalah, the students of the Ari's meditations, this is how we know what to do and how we draw peace and balance the energy of peace and balance into this situation, into these 3 weeks. Now, I hope it's clear in what I just explained. Does anybody have any questions?
I have a question.
Go ahead, Randy.
Because I want to be sure that I've got this, to do this right. So that when I look at the meditation, do I actually have to say both of the names? Or
no.
Just look at them and meditate on each one of them?
You look at it and meditate on each one. You try not to look at Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. Now, we know
okay.
You're seeing Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, but we try
right.
and visualize the substituted name rather than Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh.
Okay.
That's the
okay.
veiling. That's what reduces the energy.
Okay.
Now, if you go back to the unique astrological times links, where the first link was 3 weeks meditation, the last link in that period, in that section, is the 3 week meditation's print version. And so it becomes a PDF file, which is less pages, and the pages are set up so that you can get the 5 meditations on one printed page.
Okay.
Now, are there any other questions about these meditations? Staying with the unique astrological times page, right below the 3 week period of these various handouts, there's a statement: when Israel is in an active physical war, we have this battle prayer. For when Israel is involved with an actual physical war, we're now going to study this handout for the balance of the time in our class. Because while Israel is not nominally fighting, the modern state of Israel is not nominally fighting an active physical war, it is in a physical war. And this meditation that comes from a modern Kabbalist by the name of Rabbi Bar Tzedak . It is good during this 3 week period, because these are the 3 weeks. When I say it's a negative 3 weeks, it is the negative 3 weeks of the year, the worst time of the year, meaning the light is too strong for the vessels usually. It's the best time of the year for those people who have the vessel, because the light is so intense, the pleasure we receive from that light, it's like being in the sunlight. Towards the end of the summer, when we've built up our tans and our capability of handling that strong light of the sun, the sun on our skin is a great pleasure. But for most of us, the period of time, the period of the energy is too strong for us. And by saying this battle prayer, we are helping the modern state of Israel to defend itself. We are helping to resist the destruction of the temple that took place 2,500 years ago and 3,000 years ago. So please, I'm going to just go to the bottom of the page. Let me make sure that's where it is. No, we're going to have to go to the second link with the first link in this page where it says prayer for battle when Israel is actively engaged in a physical war. We're going to go to this meditation. And I'm going to read, which is a PDF file, following in the footsteps of many of rabbis, and Rabbi Bar Sadak is wishing to contribute to the fight to save the children of Israel, to save the modern state of Israel. Do not deceive yourselves for a minute to believe that we ourselves personally are not involved in the present conflict in the Middle East. There's a war going on in Syria. There's a war going on in Gaza. There's a war going on in Yemen. There's a war of words going on in the Arab world. There's a war in the Persian world. All of those wars are dealing with the modern state of Israel. The modern state is at war. Every child of Israel in the world is vulnerable to terrorism. We are at war. And by saying this meditation, we help defend all of the children of Israel. You can read the words that are on page one, which is his explanation. Rabbi Bar Sadak, at the end of this meditation, is giving us the source of the prayer. He gives us, if you read Hebrew, you can pronounce these. That's why he gave us the vowels. He also has given us an English translation of the original source. But by saying the following words, Yitem ha'ata will vav ach tim di yekesh lalav chaman chamna. By saying that, and you can see how difficult it is because there are so many of the shvach on letters next to each other. So how do you pronounce two vavs that have no vowel sound? But you can scan these words. You do not have to pronounce them. And then you can read the English. May it be your will, Hashem, our God and God of our forefathers, that for the sake of your holy name and your pure name that comes forth from the Pasuk, Hashem will fight for you, and you shall be silent. So it is better not to say the words actually. Be silent and let Hashem fight for us. That you give to our soldiers and all those who support your people Israel, the power and success to be victorious in all matters, that their words be heard, that they be wise, that they dominate in every conflict and every judgment. May their words of wisdom be adhered to by others, and may no one be able to stand against them in anything. All this I ask by the power of your holy name. And those are the 7 3-letter words. And then you end it with Amen, Ken Yehi Ratzon, may it be your will. Does anybody have any questions? Our classes tomorrow on Monday. At 4:30, we will have a mini Zohar class. But at 7 o'clock, we will continue the handout from the Unique Astrological Events or Times page. You'll see that there are 3 additional links in the 3-week period. These 3 additional links deal with different aspects, explaining the negativity of the 3 weeks. Does anybody have any questions? I bid you all a good evening. And just remind you that Tuesday is a daylight fast from sunrise to sunset. And there is a meditation from the Ari, another meditation that allows you to have an easy fast if you are choosing to fast. Shalom to all.
Hello.